is Jarvis Smith. And you are listening to Candle of Knowledge. You know, after we did Manifest Destiny, the episode, it was so dope. And I love the way that that opened up Candle of Knowledge. So for this week, right now, I have a very special supplementary bonus episode with a conversation that I had with the person that traveled with me to Europe. And it's just really great to hear this person speak because they are a true star. They are someone destined to make a huge impact on their life, their family, and what I truly believe the world. And this right here is the beginning of that right here. Please say hello to Kaylee Kim Malaya.
Yes. Well, yes, my name is Kaylee Kim Malaya, and I am 28 years old, and I'm from the IE, Rancho Cucamonga, California. And I live a unbelievable life. And I mean, just like everyone's life has so much adversity, so much good times and bad times. And I'm the oldest of technically six. And I'm a mother without actually having any kids, but I have all my sisters that I take care of, and my parents that I take care of, my animals, my sister's animals that I help take care of. I recently just lost someone very close to me just a few months ago. And so since then, everything has just completely changed. And I want to say that things are changing for only the better, and that I'm on a new journey to do more, create more, learn more, be a happier, you know, version, an evolving version of myself that I was always meant to be, surrounding myself with amazing people such as Jarvis, family. And yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the end of December, the start of a new year, 2024. And I'm so excited. I'm going towards my 30s, which I'm so excited for, just because 30 is 30, flirty, and thriving. It's like the beginning of, you know, adulthood, because our 20s are just trash. I mean, that's not trash. So many good times in your 20s. You're such a child in your 20s. But, you know, I'm so glad for them to be done. And I'm just so excited because life has only gotten so much cooler as I've gotten older. And I believe it's only going to get cooler as I get older. And so, rebirth. I'm thinking right off the bat that you are completely closing a chapter of your life and you are starting something so new. You've lived this life, you've always lived, but everything is different now. Rebirth is you're already here, but you're being reborn into a new person, into the person you want to be. And so I feel like that's definitely what we're both on, essentially. And so learning that I know that I've always been okay on my own, but really just, you know, being independent, really knowing myself ultimately, but really understanding what that means when, you know, getting to know yourself and knowing your wants and your goals and achieving that and being happy and content with your life to be able to bring happiness to anyone else's life, to be able to provide for anyone, to love someone properly. And I feel like it's pretty cliche when it's like, oh, you have to love yourself to love anyone else. But, you know, these cliche things are very true. And I think that, you know, me, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like I've gotten the biggest confirmation that this year that I'm more than capable of doing everything, you know, that I want, that I dream of. These dreams that we have in our heads, they're in there for a reason. And I believe that this is the time to not fear those dreams, because if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. And so I think that the things that I've learned this year are just that I'm strong. I'm strong as hell, and I am capable of making whatever I want happen with being determined and disciplined, and also loving myself and being, you know, patient with myself as well in the process. So personal growth, yes, something that I've always been interested in. Personal growth is, you know, acknowledging everything about yourself, your habits, your flaws, the things that need improvement. And it's, you know, acknowledging and accepting things that, you know, that you may not even be aware of just, yeah, really taking things upon yourself and making these improvements, changes to your life, whichever like aspect of your life you're deciding to change. But personal growth is something way easier said than done, and takes only yourself to make those changes, because no one can make personal growth besides yourself, and you have to want to do it to make it happen. And so I love personal growth. Personal growth, in my opinion, never stops. As long as you're living, you are always learning new things. No matter how much you think you already know, there's always more to know. And so when it comes to that with myself, these personal emotions that I've had to acknowledge, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of insecurities that I've had. I've had a really, you know, pretty interesting 2 years, these past 2 years, a lot of, you know, just being to myself and, you know, not being happy with how my life was going and not happy with where I was at, you know, financially, physically, I was actually really happy with myself. I had, you know, was at my lowest weight in, you know, all of like my adult life. I wanted to be just like, you know, skinny legend. And I was at my lowest weight ever. And honestly, it was like the lowest part mentally for me. It was, you know, I was mentally full of anxiety. It was terrible. I was a pothead. I, you know, couldn't function properly. And I tried to take it out, you know, physically, because I was like, well, look it, I have abs. I have all this definition in my arms, my face, my neck. Like, you know, I had never seen myself look like that, how I've always envisioned. And, you know, reaching that point, it's really crazy that you mentioned that, because I'm just like, dang, now me talking about it, I'm like, wait, hold up, that was actually me. Yeah. And then, you know, to really see, and then I made these physical changes, and I was so happy with them, and no one in my life liked me like that. And mind you, I was going down, like hitting almost 100 pounds, which is the low side. It wasn't just me losing weight. It was just like, I'm going ill now, because I was stressed. I was full of stress. I was always upset. I was always like hurting. And, you know, with all the changes that I've made this past year, from the beginning of the year of when we started talking, Jarvis, was like the change that I made. It was like this hope that I had talking to Jarvis. Jarvis really shed a lot of light into my life and made me just excited about, you know, moving forward, and reminded me that this isn't my life. And, you know, this pain that I'm feeling isn't, you know, for me, and isn't, my permanent situation. And from the beginning of, it's like literally a year, December of 2022 is when we got back in contact. And then, you know, in January of 2023, we were going to make all talking about just, you know, this new year, 2023. And to now, you know, growth this year, I was able to quit smoking. It's been almost 9 months now. I have been marijuana free, which I'm so happy because I was a marijuana smoker for not even kidding you, like 5 years straight, which is a long time. And yeah, since quitting smoking, I was afraid if I quit smoking, I was going to lose. I already didn't have an appetite, but I just thought I wasn't going to have an appetite if I really stopped smoking. But since stopped smoking, I improved my appetite. My appetite went up, actually. And I, you know, started feeling a lot better. My anxiety went down so much. And I stopped feeling nauseous. I was nauseous all the time. The nausea went away and I was eating more. And yeah, and I started making these changes for myself. Got a different job, you know, moving forward and was doing better. And then kind of came to like a content place to start gaining weight. And then, yeah, acknowledging just a lot in myself, you know, really strengthening my relationship with God, becoming, you know, stronger in faith was really huge to motivate me through all these hard times, because someone passes unexpectedly, you're just completely lost and don't know what to do. But, you know, losing people in your life that you talk to every single day, that is your family, that is a complete tragedy. And not everyone knows what that feels like. And it's a blessing if you don't know what that feels like, because it's one of the worst things in the world. You see it in the movies all the time, people passing. You can never imagine like your sister passing, your, you know, a parent passing, someone close, you know, a loved one passing. But when it happens, like, what does that mean? Like, what do you do? What, like, how do you continue life with your world being completely altered and changed forever? I mean, you know, it's like you have choices. I mean, you're still living. I mean, even though this person's gone, you're still here for a reason. And, you know, it's like, you have the choice to let it destroy you and, you know, go down the hole and lose yourself completely, or you can make your loved one proud, you know, happy. You have to think of the person that you've lost and to think that, you know, that person still wants you to be happy and to move on and to live life. I mean, I feel like that's how any of us would want it if, you know, we passed. And so that really, you know, kicked me in a different direction. And it's been a crazy road, but it has motivated me. It's made me, you know, grab the bull by the horns and say, no, my life is not going to shit. I know that this was never supposed to be my life. This has taught me that people switch. You see so many stories of people being in the streets and then switching their life upside down completely and then becoming a millionaire. Like, you, these stories, they're not just in the movies, they're real life, but you have to believe that it's real. And I mean, yeah, you know, you have to be a believer, strong in faith to make this happen. There's people that will try to tear you down and say, you got to be a realist and you can't just do this, you can't just do that. And it's like, why can't I? Like, there's so many other people that did it. And it's just like, you know, as long as you have, like, you know what you're thinking in your head, you believe in yourself, you believe in your own words, your own thoughts, your dreams, nothing's impossible. The sky really is the limit. And so with everything that's happened this year, it has given me the mindset that I have to this day. And to be on this trip with Jarvis in London is absolutely out of this world. I said in the beginning that I live an unbelievable life, and it stays unbelievable because I don't know how these things happen, but you know, I believe this is God's plan and we're here and, you know, there's so much more to come. And that's why you just have to be stay grateful every single day, stay humble, stay blessed, stay present with yourself, because every day is precious. The people, our loved ones in our life that we have every day are precious. And yeah, it's a very deep question, Jarvis, but you made me like go down a hole.
Candle of Knowledge is a
Live Slayer Audio
production recorded at My Workstation Works OC. If you want more information about the podcast, go ahead and visit candleofknowledge.com. Once again, that's candleofknowledge.com. If you want to follow the podcast on social media, the main social media account is Candle of Knowledge on Instagram. Once again, that's Candle of Knowledge on Instagram. I also have a playlist too on YouTube. It's in the show notes of this episode right here. It's called the Rebirth Playlist. It's just a collection of all the different artists and songs that inspired this volume of Candle of Knowledge. If you like what you heard for this podcast and you want to take things a step further, you can donate to the podcast using the link in the show notes of this podcast too, called Acast Supporter. That platform allows you to contribute a small amount of money to the podcast and help an independent DIY podcast producer like myself continue to tell more great stories about my family. And finally, the easiest thing that you can do to support the podcast is follow, comment, like, share, engage with the podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms if you truly enjoy the content, because again, your support goes a long way in that way as well. And just share it with someone that you appreciate genuinely, because that means a lot. Thank you for listening once again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.